Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to share some thoughts from Sid Banks, the enlightened Scottish welder that I often reference in these podcasts, on mental health. Now, while Sid was unwittingly and unintentionally a spiritual teacher, the three principles of mind, consciousness, and thought that he talked about were also deeply helpful psychologically. And for me, it was in fact hearing something that Sid Banks said that transformed my own mental health journey from struggling with depression and suicidal ideation in my teens to coping in my 20s to thriving in spite of in my 30s to literally not having mental health issues from my 40s and beyond. And it was such a simple comment. I was listening to a lecture that he was giving I was just watching a tape of it. And he said, everyone is sitting in the middle of mental health. They just don't know it. Now, to this day, I cannot tell you why I heard that at a level beyond the words. But I remember, besides snorting beer out my nose at the time and laughing, I remember my first thought was, oh yeah, babies don't need therapy. And then I just somehow saw that despite all the chaos I had experienced in my own mind and body over the first 35-plus years of my life, whatever that fundamental health, that fundamental strength, that fundamental well-being that we're all born into was still in me, I just lost touch with it. I just didn't notice, so I didn't know. Or we might say, I didn't know, so I didn't notice. And hearing that everyone is sitting in the middle of mental health, they just don't know it, landed for me in a way that I still struggle to explain. Now, recently, in sort of thinking about World Mental Health Day, which was a couple of days before I recorded this particular podcast, and just reflecting on other things that I had found helpful in my own life, there were a couple of other Sid Banks quotes that jumped out at me. And one was in an old recording of his where he said, hell is a mind that has lost its way. And again, there was something that just rang very true about that. When we are going through hell, it's inevitably accompanied by all sorts of revved up, frustrated, often angry, sad, victim-y thinking about how terrible it is, how terrible it's always been, how terrible it will always be. We have reasons, we have justifications. We gather allies to support and agree with us in our story of hell. Never seeing that it is the story itself that creates the experience of hell. Hell, in that sense, is just an innocent misuse of the mind. Now, while that in some ways is good to know, in other ways that might be like, well, okay, great, what's heaven then? Please, you know, how do I find my way? How do I help somebody else whose mind has lost its way to find their way home? And there's a third Sid Banks quote that kind of addresses that beautifully from his book, The Missing Link. A mind full of love and good feelings can never go wrong. Now think about that for a minute. What if that were true? A mind full of love and good feelings can never go wrong. When we step outside our habitual thinking for a moment, when we put down our story, or at the very least stop singing along with the greatest hits in our own mind, we touch a space within ourselves that exists before thought. And from that space, our minds naturally fill up with love and good feelings. We don't have to make ourselves choose positive over negative. We don't have to reframe our experience to put a better spin on it or see everything in a better light. If we can just step back, even for a moment, from our revved up, frustrated, angry, sad, victimized thinking, touch the space within us, the space before thought, and sit there even 5 seconds, something new comes to mind. And if we, whether we do it initially actively or we allow it to happen naturally, let our minds fill with love and good feelings, it's amazing that not only do we feel better, I mean, that kind of makes sense, but our natural wisdom, our common sense, comes to the fore. And if there are life situations we need to navigate, and we all have life situations we need to navigate, we're able to do it with a kind of calm certainty, a level of clarity and perspective that allows us to do the best we're gonna do and handle the rest with grace. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.